Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Every morning.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC.
I've let a couple of days go by on this just to, perhaps... protect the guilty. But last Friday the 13th, I'll just say it. So Tyler Fox brings in this stupid ventriloquist dummy.
Scary, creepy looking one, man.
Oh, God.
The
stuff
worst.
Stuff like that doesn't bother me, but it bothered a lot of other people in this building. And he was trying to do a Friday the 13th prank, but it didn't, nobody understood that it was a Friday the 13th prank. And it just ended up being creepy and weird.
Yeah.
So he said that he found this ventriloquist dummy on the 95 and wanted to rescue it and brought it into the studio. And both Kayla and Lil Jess were like, get that thing out of here.
Yeah.
Or I will dispatch with it.
It's one of those dolls that like the eyes follow you around the room and I'm like, oh, I can't look at it anymore. I have a thing about dolls and clowns.
Yeah,
and they had a very clown-like doll feature.
It's not like a Terry Fader type ventriloquist
yeah.
dummy.
No, it's old school.
Traditional, creepy-looking one that you would see a movie and
like Howdy Doody.
Yeah, it would strangle you in your sleep.
Like made out of wood.
Yeah.
And it's,
a scary movie when you crack the door open and the light just shines on that one doll in the far corner of the room. It's that doll.
Bingo. No further explanation necessary. So it got us thinking about this. Everybody's got a creepy ass code. Everybody. Am I right?
Yes.
Everybody, there's always that one. And now we've identified our one.
Yeah, because it was a prank, and he didn't find it on the 95. By the way, it was in remarkable condition for being on the side of the
freeway. That's what I thought, too, when I saw that. I'm like, wait a minute, somebody, you just picked up somebody's tracking device.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The fact is we learned that this actually belonged to Tyler. So that even makes it even more creepy that he has this buddy of his that he talks to when he's home alone and brought it into the studio.
I want to make this very clear. We like Tyler.
We have nothing, no problem with Tyler.
Well, yeah, up until Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was
and
in
now,
here.
I don't know. What?
I was in here on Saturday and he came on air after me and I took the doll and hid it in our green room in the other room, hid it because I'm like, I can't have that thing looking at me. It is the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Did he take it home or is it still?
I don't know. I didn't go look out of fear.
So. Go look in the spot where you hit it.
Okay.
Here, hold the door open so we can hear. No, just I want to find out. You see anything?
I don't see anything yet. Hold on.
She doesn't see anything yet. Hold on.
Where did she hide it?
Where did you hide it?
I swear. I swear I thought that's what she sounds like when she says the F word. And I thought she just said it. I was like, oh, it's there. Not there? Gone?
Not there. It's gone.
Where did you hide it?
I hid it in the back corner behind the couch under some pillows. And it looks like he might have found it and taken it away. But there's like tables now that are blocking the back corner. That's the reason it took me so long to get
there. Understood.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you did find it because it sounded like you cursed.
No, I did not curse.
All right. Well, tell us about your creepy coworker. Everybody's got one. You don't need to name names.
No.
Just tell us about that one coworker because we all have one. And why are they creepy? You can't just go, they're just creepy. No, we understand. You got to tell us why. 702-364-9898 right now.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, confirmed, that is how Kayla yells the F word. Spence, Did Terry Fader leave that behind, or where do we get that thing?
We have had this dummy, ventriloquist dummy, in here that looks like former President Bush.
That's what it is.
And I don't know why it's here or why how long it's been here, but it's been in the studio for years.
It's wearing some sort of button down white
jacket. In the studio?
Well,
in our office,
one of the studios.
Oh, okay. So it's just been in the building.
Been in the building.
Yeah.
Yeah. And anyway, Spence brought it in and came up behind Kayla, and she screamed multiple curse words.
Yeah.
So we can't post the video. Great.
Sorry. Just don't scare me with a dummy.
But everybody's got exactly. but everybody, mission accomplished. So everybody's got a creepy coworker. Everybody does. And don't at us. Going, you shouldn't shame people for everybody. No, some people are creepy.
Don't be creepy.
It is. Then don't be creepy. And we're not naming names, so we're not doing.
We named Tyler.
Yeah, but he came by that honestly. Yeah. He was all over social media going, I don't know what the big problem is. We do. It's creepy.
A creepy doll.
And therefore, exactly. So are you.
Yeah.
And again, he didn't explain it that it was Friday the 13th. So nobody put the two and two together until later when he went, but it's Friday the 13th, guys. And we were like,
oh.
Yeah, you got to set up it's still creepy. Tell us about your creepy coworker. What's your name? This is going to be
morning.
Hard. Hello. What's your name is good morning? That's got to be awkward.
No, I've just been saying good morning because I didn't know it was yay. The name's Memory.
This is going to be really
memory.
Difficult. Memory, tell us.
Like memory.
Is
like,
this memory that you've been in our?
Forget me.
You've been in my. Yeah, but you've been in my neighbor's backyard. Were you part of the theater kid group? Because there's not a lot of memories out there.
No. Yes, we're far in a few.
All right. Well, tell us about your creepy coworker.
I don't have coworkers. I got just weird kids. That's all. I'm a stay-at-home mom, but I just got in the car and you said to call, so I called. I didn't know what I was calling for.
You know what? Thank you for answering the call. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. How did that get through?
Memory might be the creepy coworker.
Memory is her own creepy coworker.
Yeah.
How did that get through?
These lines jump for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's weird stuff.
Yeah.
Who's on line three?
That's Brock in the Southwest.
Is it safe?
That's safe, yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
It's Brock. It's Super P1Z1 Brock. If you're Brock, if you're looking around and you're not sure who the creepy coworker is, it might be you. Just so you know. No, tell us about your creepy coworker.
So not currently, and I won't name the job that I had, but I had this coworker that under his uniform, he would always wear like a creepy horror movie t-shirt. And it wasn't just that, but in the break room, he'd randomly say like creepy quotes. And it wouldn't just be like, the new It movie quote, you'll float too. No, it'd be like, I'm going to get you. And like a...
Oh, yeah. Did it cut him off?
It cut him off. Sorry.
How many times did you hit the button?
Once.
Really?
Yeah, I hit it once.
Because it used to be that you could hit that button three times and it would be okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that, yeah.
But that's probably smart.
Are you sure you didn't hit it three times?
I hit it once, too.
Oh, you hit it once, too? Okay, everybody. Okay. Kayla, just so you know, Kayla is the dump button queen.
How dare you? Creepy coworker.
I signed the paper, so, well, the paper we had to sign.
Okay.
No, I understand, but Kayla's
okay,
the one.
Okay, gotcha.
We all go down with the ship. If Kayla doesn't hit the button, then we all go down.
True.
And that's just the agreement that we've made.
I'm the first one sacrificed, so I've
T.O. T.O.'s like, I don't care about that. I don't care about that. I am saving my own hide. So I don't know if I can bring up phones yet. I think I can. So who is this online to?
This is a Vegas Drea in Northtown.
Hey, Drea. Tell us about your creepy coworker.
Hi. So there's this guy at my job that likes to watch porn on his phone, and he'll like dip in the corner and be watching stuff on his phone, and it's like super weird and super creepy.
And they think you don't know. And by the way, I don't get that. You know what I don't get? I don't get people who just watch porn. You know what I mean? Like you're watching it like a documentary. Or as I've called it before, an instructional video.
Or an inspirational video is what I would refer to it as. And by the way, you might have a problem, bro. That's no different than being able to sneak in a drink at work. If you're going off into the corner to look at that,
and I want to
know—you've got a problem.
I want to know if that's like common knowledge. Like everyone's off. Oh, there's Steve in the corner again. Like, does everyone know?
Drea knows. Yeah. Can't you assume that everybody else knows?
Like, do you leave Steve alone? What did you say? Something?
Wouldn't you be more concerned about Drea if she was the only one who knew?
Yeah, right.
I think so. Yeah, you're right.
You know
right.
what I mean? What would that say about Drea if she was the only one that knew?
She's a creepy coworker spying on her coworker.
Right. Or like, is she into some sort of accomplice?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And is she a voyeur watching Steve watching?
Oh, boy. Oh.
Yeah, is she the, so is Steve like, Steve is like, dude, I'm just in the corner trying to check social media and this girl's creeping on me all day. And then she goes and tells people that I watch porn.
Yeah.
I don't
I'm
you
not
know?
Watching porn.
I'm not watching porn. Are you kidding? I'm looking up Jesus.com just for the quote of the day.
Christian Mingle. I'm just trying to find a loved one who has the same faith as me.
Whatever.
Oh, funny.
Who's on line one?
It's Samantha in Northtown.
Samantha, tell us about your creepy coworker. Oh.
I am the creepy coworker.
Why?
We just love you.
Like, but the funny creepy coworker. In my little desk area, there's four of us who sit there, and we all have little mirrors so that we can see who comes behind us or whatever. But I'll always look at one of my coworkers, and I wait for her to feel my stare, and she'll look at me through the mirror, knowing that I'm looking at her. And she'll just be like, "What are you doing?"
That's awesome.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5
KLUC. Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.